U.S. President Joe Biden has reiterated to his Ukrainian counterpart Washington's readiness to respond decisively if Russia invades Ukraine. The U.S. has also requested a public U.N. Security Council meeting on Monday to discuss what it calls Russia's threatening behavior. Russia's foreign ministry, well, it says the idea of a war with Ukraine is unacceptable, but another official from the ministry warned a nuclear missile crisis with the U.S. is inevitable if checks aren't put in place to turn down the tensions. Our diplomatic editor James Bayes now with more from the United Nations.
Some experts believe that President Putin may not have decided yet whether he's going to invade Ukraine. The first meeting of the UN Security Council on the current crisis is expected on Monday, and Russia will be looking for the support of China. And that's why some diplomats believe the Russians may wait to launch military action until the event that China cares so much about, the Beijing Winter Olympics, is over in mid-February.
Now the headlines. Burkina Faso's new military leader says the country will return to constitutional order when the conditions are right. Lieutenant Colonel Paul-Henri Damiba addressed the nation for the first time since seizing power in a coup on Monday. The first female president of Honduras has been sworn in. Xiomara Castro takes over from two-term president Juan Orlando Hernandez. 62-year-old Castro faces high expectations to solve a dispute over who leads the newly elected Congress. North Korean state media has confirmed it test-fired short-range ballistic missiles on Thursday. Pyongyang's now carried out six weapons launches this month in defiance of UN Security Council resolutions, one of the highest for a single month on record. The United Nations says this month will almost certainly see the highest number of civilian casualties of the seven-year war in Yemen. The Saudi-led coalition launched air raids in Yemen after a missile attack by Houthi rebels on the capital of the UAE. Nearly 100 people were among the casualties of a Saudi airstrike, meanwhile, on a Yemeni prison. U.S. President Joe Biden's confirmed he will nominate the first black woman to the Supreme Court. He pledged to announce his decision before the end of February. Biden praised outgoing Justice Stephen Breyer for his 27 years on America's highest judicial body.